Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Now, Michael, you're very good with the violin.
Yeah, look, can I tell you, my son actually did it for a couple of years, and I think he was actually asked to leave.
My mother wanted to play it, but her arms are too short.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Anyone who plays it seems incredibly intelligent.
And then I had a grandfather, a great-grandfather, that used to play a violin by ear.
Wow.
Work that out.
How would you be able to hold the violin with your other ear?
Well, this lady that's about to join us, I tell you what, she's performed with a score of respected stars that we all know, Guy Sebastian, Ronan Keating, Michael Bublé, Harry Connick Jr. She hasn't performed with us yet.
Well, she's very wise.
How Sally are you,
Cooper,
Sally?
Sally Cooper, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How
I know
are
you're
you?
In shock. I know it's hard.
Now, no relation to Alice.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the violin's been in my life since I was seven. But it may as well have been in my life since I was born. I don't remember a time when I didn't play.
I mean, you're a prodigy. I mean, when you read your bio here, you start, learning at eight. You're in the conservatorium, and then by 14, you're playing with orchestras. Were you determined?
Well, yeah, I started the conservatorium when I was eight, and I started performing solo concertos with orchestra when I was nine.
Wow.
I look at those facts now as an adult looking back, and I mean, it boggles my mind. You can't explain something like that except to say that that's a gift, and I'm so grateful every day that I was born with a gift like that.
With all this stuff that you do, I mean, you work for the X Factor, Dancing with the Stars, Australia's Got Talent. I mean, you must have nearly dropped your violin when you were working with Michael Bublé and Ronan Keating. These superstars, huh? What's it like working with those guys?
Didn't drop my violin, but...
But what's it like working with these guys? That must be just so much fun.
It's pretty phenomenal. They are a load of fun, and they're just so talented. You know, these guys and the voices that come out of their mouths. The thing that I think is just so amazing is how well the violin works with the human voice. And I guess that's what's allowed me to then, you know, work with all of these amazing singers and artists.
Are you like one of those artists that when you go into the studio to record an album that you just go to a different planet when you're doing these wonderful things with your violin?
Yes. That's exactly it, yeah. You've explained that very well.
I think she's just drifted off then, thinking about it.
And I know that everyone tells me that when they watch me play, that it looks like I'm going to a different place. But I guess it's just, it's so all-encompassing, the sound and the feeling, and I can feel like it's a story every time, and I feel it coming straight from the depths of my soul. And there is nothing else in the moments that I'm playing except that sound and that emotion. That's what people are seeing when they say that an artist goes to a different place.
So you've got a debut album coming out. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is very exciting. This is my first album. My favourite song, my favourite pieces to play, it's like an eclectic mix of my life, of my favourite music put together, and so half of them I've kept true to the original arrangement, and half of them I've done along with my producer new arrangements to suit the violin better. And there's a few tracks on it that I've been playing all my life that are more from the classical realm. And then I've got a couple of my favourite rock ballads, like Nothing Else Matters, Metallica, one of the Doors tracks. I've got a Pink Floyd track on there, one of my favourite Beatles tracks, which I've put a bit of a R&B soul touch on, which is a genre of music that is one of my favourites. It's been such an exciting process putting this all together.
Sally Cooper, thank you for joining us on today's
program. Great to have you on the show, Sally.
Thanks, fantastic. Guys.
And what's the brand new album? What's the album called?
The album's called Golden.
Golden. So look out for that, of course. Fantastic. The Beatles and Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin. You know Led Zeppelin, don't you?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.